Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I have to stop the music and rant. Anna Marianne are here. We just watched Christian Alfonso get interviewed, and guess who happens to be in the background looking like he's wearing a terry cloth holder top? Yes, Crystal Chappelle. And she keeps staring at the camera. So don't sit there and tell me she didn't know she was on camera while Christian is being interviewed and that Crystal isn't pissed right now because she's the lead actress nominee and Christian's not, but Christian got interviewed. So
yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's pretty tacky.
That was a bitchy mood. I mean, there's no way that wasn't a bitchy move on her part.
It looked like one of those terry things you put around yourself when you get out of the shower. What is it called?
It looked horrible, whatever it was. And her hair looked bad, too.
Yeah, she looks like she's going to a beach party. I mean, she needs a wood.
Yeah, there you go. Like a terry cloth beach cover-up or something.
Yeah. And they got Anderson with Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, Oscar the Grouch.
So, hi, everybody. You say hi, Anna Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Time to keep this too loud with the TV. I guess we all have our TVs on, so.
I know.
Yeah.
I have the TV on mute.
It's kind of hard, like, talking and listening in one ear and then trying to listen to TV. The same time we're talking.
Yeah.
It's different. Yeah.
Oscar has his golden garbage can for the occasion, so I thought that was a really nice touch. And he's wearing a tux. And Anderson looks good, too. So, yeah. Oh, God, Oscar's singing. Okay, never mind.
Oh, yeah. Why don't they put the camera back on Anderson Cooper? That's what I'd like.
Yes.
Who cares about Oscar?
You have a thing for Anderson Cooper, huh?
Let's just, oh, yeah.
Thank for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'd pay for Kathy Griffin to join in on the show.
You'd pay what?
Kathy Griffin.
Oh.
Did you ever see her and Anderson on New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah. I hear piping and TV in the background.
Oh, is that, okay, I was typing.
Okay, I'm trying to go back and forth with muting.
I'm listening to Oscar sing.
This is kind of funny. I'm like bored by Oscar already.
I guess are they showing different? I guess they were showing different moments in daytime history. Like they showed Bo coming up at the her and Larry's wedding to take her away.
Uh-huh.
And,
yes.
Tom Cruise jumping on the cow. Yeah, that's.
He's still singing. Okay, move on.
Well, Sesame Street, 1969. Yay. This is still on, too, isn't it?
Why does every daytime, every show have to be about Sesame Street? I mean, they do that every year. You know what? I don't even know. When is this done? Is it done at 10 or is it done at 11?
I don't know. It might only be 2. You think it's not like 3 hours, is it? I thought maybe 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wasn't even sure what station it was on. I was just like going through all my stations until I finally found it.
Yeah, it looks like a two-hour broadcast.
Uh-huh.
Chandler Massey. Young guys. Ooh.
Oh, Chandler Massey, there we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah, he has a different look. His hair is different. It's good.
I do not like Chandler. What the heck with the white buttons and the bow tie? No. I mean, I don't know who the guy is with the long brown hair, but I like his look.
Oh,
the hair.
Yeah, who's the guy with the long brown hair? Yeah, like his outfit. Yeah. I mean, just wear a regular suit.
I mean, Chandler looks like Pee Wee Herman. He just needs the red bow tie. It's just, that's just wrong. Who drafted him? Holy cow. Hey, everybody in chat room. I see you guys. Okay, someone's too close to the TV.
I think probably Grandma Marlene addressed him.
Oh, they're already doing lead actor in a drama series? Wow.
Lead actor in a drama series? Really? Wow.
They're starting with that, yeah.
How that
actually should be in.
You all right,
Marie.
Again.
Oh, how many? Did anyone bet in Vegas as to whether Anthony Geary was going to take this again? I heard that if he wins,
who's
if Geary wins,
of this? I don't know.
Well, Geary actually did have a really good storyline.
Did he?
Drunk driving, killing a kid last year. But let's see.
This number
on
what? Seven or eight?
It'd be number seven if he wins.
Geary, there you go again.
How are you hearing this 10 seconds before me?
Big surprise there. So did Matt, now is Matt Ashford for outstanding
supporting?
Was he? Is he
must
supporting?
Be supporting?
Okay, good. Okay.
It has
glad
to be.
He
they
wasn't
didn't
in
show.
The main one. Good.
Yeah. So what is this, number eight for him?
Seven.
Seven, eight? Seven?
It's a
seven.
Record.
Yeah, it is a record.
Well, where the heck is
when he? Start trending. I wonder what Ron Moss is wearing this year. Remember he looked like a vampire last year?
Who's that?
He looked like. Remember Ron Moss looked like an extra from Twilight last year?
Oh.
I mean, he looked so bad he was trending on Twitter. Well, congratulations to Anthony. And he looks good. Okay, someone's still too close to their TV. Oh, I got to pep Amy Hafka. She said she was going to listen to the show. I'm going to have to grab her, but she's on Twitter.
She's going to do what? Listen to the show?
Yeah, said she was going to listen today.
Okay, so she's never listened before. Oh, I thought
no,
maybe they've
they
listened
have.
Before.
No, they have
oh, they
before.
Have. Yeah, yeah, they just haven't called in. I thought they've listened, though, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Celebrity boob job's gone wrong. That's funny. Oh, that's funny. So I wonder if they're going to do whatever they're going to do with me yet. They're going to be next or not. Oh, Farrah Fass on Twitter, how strange to start with the lead actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming Farrah's. Well, Farrah could be there, but One Life got nominated for a few things. Oh, Anthony Geary said we were almost canceled for in favor of a surefire ratings bonanza, which is true. They almost got. Well, what show they were going to replace him with? Was it The Revolution? Was that the one they were going to replace him with?
What Revolution?
Yeah, wasn't The Revolution with the one I was supposed to... No, or was it Katie Couric? I don't
know.
A commercial already.
Oh, of course. A lot of commercials for me.
Oh, yeah. Bubba Walters, did you see her on the red carpet? She was such a bitch. She was like, I don't know how she get nominated for...
She always managed to be...
Yeah, I must have missed that.
And not get nominated for Best Talk Show Host. How can you have the Best Talk Show if you don't have the Best Talk Show Host? Well, screw you, bitch. You don't show up when you're
not. Who?
Barbara Waters, bitch, that she didn't get nominated for Best Talk Show Host.
Look, I love Barbara Walters over the years and all, but I think she's, I think sometimes they have to corral her a little bit on The View. I think she's kind of losing her inhibitions a little bit. Because she was rather obnoxious the other day when she was talking about, here we were, just a little show about women, you know, with women, you know. And it just kind of aired, I don't know, maybe not, I don't know. I mean, she still, like, made a lot of contributions. You know, she really paved the way in so many ways for other women in broadcasting. So I give her props, but, yeah, she's a little maybe losing a little bit of her edge, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and how many Emmys has she won? So why is she being a bitch but she didn't get nominated for 1 year? So I don't get that. That was just funny. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, being interviewed on the red carpet and on HLN and the Chino Bell, you know, that was just ridiculous. Oh, I think Gary was trending. Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't see it, but that's what they're saying on We Love Soaps. That's nice. And Daytime Emmys has been trending for at least a half an hour now. So, well, so, you know, we can talk about Days since we're not going to be talking about Days this week. And we had Lexi's death, which was very beautifully done.
I was bawling.
Oh, it was.
I was bawling.
I wonder if Hey Jude had anything to do with the montage, or do you think she just does promos? Because she did that, they had that montage, and it was so nice. It was so lovely.
Uh-huh.
I always want to call him Teo. Now that since Stefano called Theo Teo that time, I don't want to call him Teo. But when Theo knew ahead that his mom had left,
right.
You know, and stuff, I actually experienced that myself when my adopted mom passed away, so I know that feeling. And it was so poignant. It really hit me when he was like, she's already gone or whatever he said. It was,
Yeah, it was just.
Oh, and then when Lexi died in AIDS arms. Oh, James Reynolds was. I mean, they all did great. I mean, all did excellent. And then James and the two Jameses.
Yeah.
You know, when they were trying to make amends and they were hugging each other.
The men.
Great.
Okay, it's back. Who's here now? Oh, the talk. Those guys, I'm sorry. Those ladies on the talk are so annoying. I've only watched that show or taped it or whatever, recorded it when it's been something
they
where they have like the people from Dallas on or something like that, like Linda Gray and those guys. That's the only time I've ever seen that show is when it's been somebody I really like as their guest, because otherwise, I like Aisha Taylor, but she's about the, well, I mean, I like a couple of them individually. But as a group, they're annoying as hell to me. That's just my opinion. But
yeah, I've actually never watched the show, and like I was saying on Twitter, they're dressed awful. They're all wearing black or teal, or black and teal. And like I said, I mean, they just don't look like they're dressed for the Emmys. And for some reason, everybody's dressed like
show.
Is it like 40 degrees outside? Sorry, there's an ambulance driving past. Everybody's wearing long sleeves today, too. Oh, outstanding game show host, yippee.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the montage was wonderful for Lexi, because I actually didn't know we were going to get one. So that was nice. And, I mean, the scenes they did, they really went back to the archives. They had some really young-looking scenes of James
Renee.
Oh,
they had some young-looking James Reynolds, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Renee hasn't changed. So.
My God, no, she hasn't. Looks exactly the same.
She is beautiful. She is just beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to see her.
I love the part. I don't know. I've been
very
kind of cutting in and out, but as a the show is going, but I love the scenes with Bo and Abe crying on the bench. That was so poignant. I loved how Brian DeTillo tweeted that real men really, really do cry, and I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Lexi's been on for 20 years, all taught, and he's so flippin' annoying. He won for best game show host. He's just annoying. But it's nice to see them acknowledge how important Lexi was to everybody. She was best friends with Hope, and the whole baby switch storyline was the A storyline with Lexi not knowing that she was raising Zach's son that they named Isaac, and Hope was raising Marlo's baby, and the baby was suffering from fetal alcohol syndrome because Marlo was an alcoholic. So poor Hope's thinking, you know, because she didn't know she was pregnant at the time, I believe, that she thought she contributed to JT's illness.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was JT, was it? It was JT.
JT was,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, JT was really the driver's child.
Right, that
and,
the other couple, yeah.
And Lexi had Zach.
Yeah.
Was raising Zach. Okay, all right.
She took
okay.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That was a while ago, yeah.
So, that's too funny. Yeah, so that was nice to show Lexi with newborn Theo, and the montage was great. And actually, I think that was probably one of the best done deaths they've done since, when John died with being hit by a car. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they took their time. They made sure she had scenes with everyone she had a history with.
So many, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it was very well done. See, that's what's so frustrating about Days.
Mm-hmm.
Is there it's like the kid who's a genius and super talented, but only comes through when he applies himself, and the other time he screws around and turns in like D and F homework. It's like okay, you know, great scene. You know, like the storyline for Will has been great. Great actor. But honestly, most of the actors on Days can carry it. I mean, most of them are very we can talk about Dallas too. It's
we can talk about
right now. But it's kind of like it's really frustrating because it's almost like when they want to apply themselves or when they're really interested in something, they do a great job, and then they suck at everything else. And I know you can't. I mean, I know when you're producing this many days a year of an hour-long show, you can't knock it out of the park every day. I realize that. But, like, the storylines, I mean, but I really think it's been said over and over and over again, but I think part of the problem is that Days tapes so far in advance, they don't have time. You know, by the time they realize something sucks, they're still married to another month and a half, 2 months.
And that's why it always seems so choppy.
And then, you know, and honestly, I haven't heard much of anything that's come out of the show or the rumor mill or anything that is exciting me about the new writing team. And honestly, I was kind of excited to hear that they were taking over. There were a few reasons I was a little concerned about a few things. But other than that, I was kind of excited to see what they do. And so far, I haven't heard of anything that I'm, you know, looking forward to. So who just won? What was it? Who just won?
I don't know, but the talk that was reacting, like, total jackasses on the stage. They're changing the dance to the music, and one woman is pretending like she's really excited. I mean, it's really bad.
Well, the one girl from the talk name? Something Sherwood, Cheryl Sherwood or something. She actually is a fan. She was almost mauling this girl from General Hospital last night on HLN, but. She was so excited. But, I mean, she's probably a true fan. The rest of them probably could care less, but, you know, whatever. I don't know. So Jeopardy won. Okay, that's cool. It deserves it. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and with Lexi, I mean, seriously, we've all been crying now for 6 weeks, and we're going to be crying more next week. And actually,
we haven't had the funeral yet either.
Yeah.
And
Monday I'm going to be puking. Because that's
the dick hole.
What was those two this week or yesterday or whatever?
Oh, that was nasty.
Where did it all come come from.
Really,
oh, that was
liked
like.
It, but
oh,
I didn't
they
get
were
it.
Like.
I thought it was forced and it was nasty and skeevy. Honestly,
yeah,
I
love
I
how
tweeted.
She brought out about all his, you know, the him being the skeevy doctor. I mean,
I know,
she really played that
least,
up.
I was going to say,
yeah.
At least for once they spoke the truth as far as that
yes,
goes.
Yes, they did.
My main thing is I'm okay. Honestly, I'm okay with him being a skeevy doctor if everyone understands that he's a skeevy doctor. What bothers me is when he was held up as the paragon of virtue and the holiest of holy and the miracle-working doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he was a total skeeve. I mean, honestly, I like his chemistry with Kate to this day. When they fight, I love it. But I still think, you know, it's one thing if he were a bad guy, but since he's a quote-unquote good guy, but he has, I mean, it takes him less than 30
seconds.
Yeah,
is he supposed to be good or bad? I don't know what he is.
He's not even done taking the patient history before he's trying to hump him. You know, it's nasty. And the fact that honestly, that whole dialogue yesterday, while it was witty in parts, was actually really twisted and not in a good way. I like twisted. Believe me, I'm a hoochie. I like twisted.
Mm-hmm.
But it was twisted in a very uncomfortable, non-sexy way. And I feel sorry for Ari
Zucker. I didn't see
Zucker
the sexual chemistry at all.
Honestly, as much as we all dislike Wraith, I felt more chemistry between him and her when he was helping her out in the early stages of her pregnancy. At least he was being sweet, and there was that whole everyone thinks they slept together, but they really didn't kind of thing, and he was being really sweet to her, and since they didn't, quote-unquote, like each other, it was like there was a little bit of that sexual tension there like that. But this was just gross. This was just gross. And I cannot even imagine what's going to be like when they have nasty sex. I mean, honestly, I think I'm not even lobbying for this, but the only character I can even think of on the show right now that could save Dr. Dan for me is Kate, just because they fight so well together. But, like, honestly, I just cannot even stand the thought that he's in his doctor's office. They made the point of she's no longer his patient. Well, really? Uh-huh, right,
really?
Whatever. But it was just the whole conversation
but
was
she
awkward
was.
And gross.
The main point was she
weird.
Was at the time he kissed her.
Oh, yeah.
And came on board. Yeah, at the time she was. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Lauren Coslow tweeted a picture of herself and Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna is totally doing the duck face pose. So she's doing a duck face pose with her lips.
Uh-oh.
She's piercing her lips. She's, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I gotta go look at this.
Yeah, Lauren's wearing a white blazer. She has a beautiful necklace with like a sun charm, and Lisa's wearing a black lacy sheer dress. So that's at Lauren Coslow. Everyone's to see it on Twitter. So, yeah, but they're saying they're going to do. Did they say supporting male next? So,
I don't know.
We'll see how that goes. And HLN was trending on Twitter, too. Okay. So, and shout out to Gay of Days. They're tuning in.
I think it is supporting actor.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you tell us first? And for some reason or other, you're like 10 seconds ahead of me. I don't know how that's happening. And
what, me?
Is presenting, and he's getting a nice applause.
Yeah, Eric Braden. Oh, I'm ahead. Oh, okay. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, you're a good.
Well, how about Anna? How's hers?
I think. I don't know.
What?
Maybe it's my cable company.
Delay?
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. Sometimes there is a delay on things. Eric Braden's talking right now.
But why is she getting it faster in Johnstown than I'm getting it?
Hey, we're good for something, aren't we? Huh.
Yeah.
We're faster.
That and flood. You got
outstanding courtroom. Oh,
flood.
Legal courtroom
exactly.
Program.
Oh, criminy. They're all a bunch of, the courtroom shows are all a bunch of trashy people suing each other so they can get on TV. I mean, you should not win an award for that. It's just trashy people. That's a bummer.
Is Judge Judy there? No? She's still around? I don't even know. I don't watch these. No, I guess not.
Okay, I hope Matt Ashford wins.
Oh,
well, when we get to that.
I know, you and me both.
Okay, Eric, let's go. I can't even figure out what the hell he's saying. He's too German for me.
Dutch gun or something. Oh, judge gun or whatever.
I've never heard of judge gun.
No.
Yeah, Judge Marianne Gunn. Well, congratulations to Judge Gunn. That's fantastic.
Let's move it on, move on, move on. Let's get to the important stuff here.
I mean, seriously, the most important stuff that happened this week, all Kate Manzi tweeted a picture, was, Jerry Sandusky. I mean, why do you need, you know, these court shows with trashy people when you can just sit there and watch Nancy mm-hmm. Grace every night talk about real stuff? Okay. A lot of people aren't happy with Eric Braden on Twitter.
Well, they're not happy with him.
No,
really?
They're saying he's an ass.
Oh.
What? He said he's an ass. Oh, Kate Manzi. Oh, she's so cute. She's wearing kind of a taupe dress with rhinestones, and the chest is cut out. Real pretty. Her hair is up, and she's posing with Casey Dietrich, and it's on her Twitter feed. It's at Kate Manzi. Oh, that's cute. She looks great.
Tim Romanovich said, sorry, Eric, no pockets to hide your hands. What's that?
Oh.
No. He also said, no Judge Judy.
So. Oh, I guess Eric Braden was ripping on reality TV earlier this week. Maybe he was interviewed on HLN this week, too, so that's hilarious. They had him doing the courtroom stuff. Are we going to another commercial?
No, Eric Braden's not on.
I did see Suzanne Rogers. Oh, he's back again.
Yeah.
He looks like a pissed off professor. Like, children, shut up and listen to me. He's got that look on his face.
Writing, maybe?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he was talking about writing.
Sorry. Like, none of which
our writers have. Boundless imagination.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Writing.
Yeah. The soap, so sometimes good writing usually isn't the first thing that pops into your head. You know, if you're doing a word association.
Well, this would be funny, though, if Days wins.
Writing.
Are they even nominated? But that's the thing about Days. Days can be nominated every year from now on. There's only
yep, Days of Our Lives is nominated.
Yeah, they are nominated for anything. General Hospital.
Yeah, Days,
General Hospital.
All the Children, and...
Yeah, and the Wrestling.
General Hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, you are behind, Carrie. You're a little delay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well...
He's announcing it right now.
Shit. It's bull. Yeah, well, let me know who wins.
Days of Our Lives won! Holy shit! Days of Our Lives won! Oh, my gosh!
Yeah!
Holy crap! How embarrassing, considering they fired the writing staff.
Days won!
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
Is Mardar, are they going to... Are they going to...
Oh, my gosh. Are they going to let Mardar
cast,
up there?
I showed the cast table, so I saw
awesome.
Kate Manzi.
I saw Greg Ming.
Suzanne Rogers
yeah.
was standing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The writing team that they fired?
I wonder what they submitted. I wonder what they submitted that got them the win.
Yeah.
It was pre-Mardar, post-Mardar.
So, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is the writing team that was fired?
Well, we don't know.
Are they
we
there?
I'm not sure who, what episode, you know, what they submitted.
Ari Zucker is there. She looks
okay.
gorgeous.
Okay, it's on. Okay.
Someone's too close to their TV again.
Interesting.
Who's the guy? Who's this guy?
Yeah, I don't know. Richard Cooligan there, or whoever.
What? I knew who that was. I wonder if the Coolitons.
Coolitons. Yeah, but there's a bunch of them there.
The Coolitons got a shout out by him.
Who did?
Mm-hmm. I thought he said that.
Shout out. Yes, he did. He gave him a shout out. Oh, that's funny. I'll check on Twitter. Someone has to know who was that accepted it. Oh my God, that was hilarious. Well, at least, oh my God, I think the voters did it on purpose as kind of like an F you. That's hilarious.
Not a supporting actor.
Oh, Michael Monet, or what was that? The guy from Wynard bashing Tony Geary for winning the Emmy, saying that an old guy wins the Emmy again.
Have back to back days wins.
Oh, wait, yeah. here's Matt Ashford's category.
Yeah.
Maybe Days will. Who knows?
Yeah, back to back. Could it happen? Finally.
Okay, we'll know 3 seconds before you do, Carrie.
You're killing me.
Jonathan Jackson.
Okay. Oh, dang it. It's Jonathan Jackson. Yeah. Damn it. Why could it have been Matt?
Dude,
over
Matt? Oh, my God. Yeah, Gary plays Adam Newman on Young and the Restless, bashed to and Gary for winning. Said, some old guy who has won a bunch of Emmys wins again. Is that really what soaps need to grow a new audience? We need judges panels. And this is the same guy who actually changed the judging for the Emmys. He was instrumental in all the bitching and moaning and getting it changed. So he got it changed the way he wanted, and he's still bitching. Oh, my God, that is so classless. Well, I'm retweeting that.
Everybody's shocked about Bay's winning writing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Best writing? Question
mark?
Well, oh, Angela tweeted. Oh, my God. Love. Best writing? You know, it
wait
is.
A minute.
If they get
you
an
guys,
award,
you guys,
why is it the writing?
Does anyone know what they submitted? That's what I'm wondering. Like, maybe they submitted a really great episode, because Dave does do good episodes. It's just the consistency that they lack. You know? It's
yeah.
Like they have some
well,
things
you know,
that are hot
you
and some things that are cool.
That would be nice if they would put on there. Like
yeah,
Dave, and then show a
say.
Clip, but they don't have the time, I guess, the clip
right.
that, you know, they submitted.
Right.
Yes. They used to do
because,
that.
Because, I mean,
yeah.
It could have been the Jammy Grief Sex. It could have been, you know, we don't know. It could have been the return, when they all returned, you know, because there was some, when they had the Horton Town Square thing, there was some pretty entertaining stuff, like with the Demiras all being sarcastic, Kate and Stefano and EJ being really sarcastic and everything about all of it. And I mean, there were some good things there. I'm trying to think earlier in the year before the writing switched. I mean, we had Chloe running around as a prostitute.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of what stood out in the first part of the year of last year, of, you know, 2011. But, yeah, I wish we knew. Maybe we can find out, like, what they submitted, because that would help.
Yeah.
I'm shocked a lot of GH people were thinking that Luke's story was going to win because of, that, you know, the drunk driving intervention thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, yeah, I wish there was a way to find out, because I'm really curious now.
Uh-huh.
But you're right, Marianne. It's like, it's like they should grade it on a curve of consistency plus major umbrella storylines plus a few other factors. Not one episode. Yeah. I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah. But some of the writing is very good and some of the storylines.
Yeah,
but,
you're right.
You know,
you're right.
Especially this week. I mean, I'm still loving EJ and Will.
Oh, yeah.
They were great.
They just love working together. You can tell. They really like working together. They were really good. I'm glad you brought that up because they were good.
So what's Will going to do with it? That's the thing. That's kind of how it ended. What's Will going to do with
he's going to read it.
Saying that he's not a Demerara. Yeah. Saying that he's And then what? Yeah. Is he going to turn him in?
Talk about having leverage.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Or is he going to turn into an EJ and use him, you know, blackmail, you know? I don't know. It's interesting. I like the dark side of Will, you know?
Yeah.
Ah, Dallas commercial.
Yeah. No. Matt Ashford, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, that's a letdown. Especially Jonathan Jackson. Come on, he's won before. Come on.
Yeah.
Jeez. He just can't be that good.
Yeah, at least Matt did a different storyline, too, with the PTSD. You know, he did something that was out of the box. So, yeah, I don't know. I watched GH. I don't know what Justin
Has
Jackson
anyone
did.
Seen Allie Sweeney there today yet? Even there?
No.
Allie Sweeney, no.
Bob Hapka tweeted, outstanding writing for Duel, I'm confused.
Like everyone is.
Yeah, you can tweet at Bob Hapka if you want to explain it to him. Okay, Marlene McPherson, Del Rey Thomas win an Emmy. That's according to Game Days. So it was the old writers.
What, Carrie, did you say it was the old writers that won?
Yeah, no. It sounds like it's the old writers.
So Dina, Tomlin. No, Tomlin was executive VP. So Tomlin, it was Dina and Whitesell and their team. Huh. Interesting.
Lifestyle culinary category, all right, who cares? Who cares? Yippee, sippy.
Booking.
Oh, Bob Hapka said Lauren looked marvelous on Twitter.
He has a Lauren crush.
That's sweet. She does look marvelous.
That was nice of him to say that. I honestly don't watch cooking shows. I just don't care.
No.
I did black dress on Rachel Ray.
Okay, maybe we should talk for a minute about what sucked this week, like as in the Gabby, Melody.
As in Gabby, oh, you got
kidnapper
it.
Kidnapper guy story, oh, jeez.
Yep.
Call me a cab.
Awful. Oh, I interviewed Camilla Banas yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure.
How's it go? I haven't had a chance to listen yet.
Yeah, she's a really nice girl, and it was interesting hearing her opinion. Yeah, it was interesting hearing her opinions about the storylines and all that. And she's starring in a new movie called Counterpunch that was filmed in Miami, and she grew up in Miami. And it's a Latino-type film, too, so, and there's a lot of Spanish in it. So it was neat talking to her. And she said she was going to be at the Emmys tonight, but I haven't seen her tweet or anything about it yet. So, so it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's right now the featured show, so they may want you to check out. It's only 11 minutes long, so it doesn't take you too long to watch it, to listen to it. And you could download it on iTunes. So they listed the number seventh episode as submitted one for best writing. That's from the Gay of Days. Thanks for tweeting that to me, guys. So that would have been marred out.
What was the November 7th episode?
It was the one Dave's won best writing.
Oh, so it was the new writers. Wow.
It was Mardar, yeah.
I wonder who the guy was who spoke for everybody. Was that Chris Whitesell, you think? Because I've never known who he was or what he looked like or anything, but I'm wondering because he was gone during that time, so who would it have been?
Did he say his? I don't even know if he said his name. Probably not.
Yeah, I'm like, who is that guy? I wish they'd shown all the other writers. I need to rewind that, especially since they're talking about culinary stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't watch any of it. I used to watch Rachel Ray a long time ago, but I don't really watch her anymore, really. So I'm looking. I just want to see who. I'm going to look and see. I'm just rewinding it to see. Well, that's got to be kind of bittersweet that, you know, the team that got fired won the Emmy. It's like that's kind of awkward for the owners. I saw Greg Ming stood up and was clapping and hugging everybody and all that. I'm trying to think. I wonder what happened on November 7th. I can't remember.
Yeah, I know Jammy Facts was later in the month.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, is this a Jack episode?
Oh, maybe it was.
I don't know. It might have been a Jack one. Oh, Kate Manthey tweeted a picture of herself or Freddie Smith. And I don't like what Freddie Smith's wearing at all. But, so that's at Kate Manthey. Oh, they're still talking. Okay. Bobby Flay won for something. Who cares? Mrs. DeMere tweeted, I'm shocked that you wasn't nominated because, you know, it's just the best show ever. So good it took away two of my soaps. So that was funny. Okay. Oh, that's Von Diemar presenting. I didn't even notice. He's another guy who doesn't age at all either. That's great.
What?
Don Diemar.
Younger
is
actor.
Now on, he plays Bill Spencer Jr. on B&B, and he was Brad Carlton on Young and the Restless before they killed him off. I'm seeing younger actor or drama series. Okay, guys, tell me who wins.
Who are you?
I rewound it because I was looking to see if I could see the writers.
Oh, go Chandler. Come on.
Come on. Give us a win.
Come on. Come on. Come on. It should be him. I don't know. Do you guys watch these other guys? Do they deserve it? I don't know. I just know he does.
They were going to think Chandler Massey, and the first person you see them is Galen Gehring. I'm like, what the hell? You're going to confuse everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
You win.
You won. Yep.
Woo! Yay!
Yay! Way to go, Chandler. Yay, he's going to win next year, too.
No,
that's
two
awesome.
Days win.
Okay, I want to listen to this. Oh, I'm so excited for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for that unfortunate white buttons he's wearing. I want to rip them off. But
he shouldn't have let Grandma Marlene to dress him. That's the only problem.
Oh, he's getting a wonderful applause, everybody. A lot of whistles. And he's crying. Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. He's taking the cast, the writers, his parents. And he thanked NBC, and he left. That was nice. Kate Massey, Deidre, I saw Skylar Yancey. Good for him. Yay, I'm so glad.
Aw. Well, hey, Dave is looking pretty good so far. It's a shame that Matt didn't win, darn it. But
I thought he had that one.
I'm so happy for Chandler, though. That was
awesome. Finally.
Finally. I think everyone agreed that he was definitely
that was great. And he was so excited. So cool. Oh my gosh. Okay, Dave sent me the synopsis of the November 7th episode. Okay, we'll get to the bottom. Yeah. Okay, so I'll get to that. Oh, Oh, and people said, I didn't get to see what Christian said, but they thought Christian was hinting that Peter wasn't going to be fired for long. Or was not going to be fired. He wasn't going to be off the air for long. I think she thought she, unless she was just trying to get everybody excited, it sounded like she thought Peter was going to be back. Okay, trapped in a cabin, Jennifer tries to comfort Jack, and they begin to suffer flashbacks of being held prisoner in Afghanistan. Nicole is stuck at EJ, suspicious of his intentions towards her. Brady Madison made the most of being stranded at work. Evening included wine, stolen candy, and a kiss. Daniel learned that Maggie was his biological mother. So it was, that's a shame. Because Matt Ashford basically helped him win Best Writing, and the poor guy doesn't get an Emmy for it. So thanks for the...
So what was the part that Matt, what were the scenes that Matt was in from the synopsis?
When he had basically had a panic attack at the cabin with Jennifer.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, that was
good
stuff.
See, I think that's the part that won it for that episode. The other stuff
was
meh.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the Bradison sex. I mean, that's just crazy.
Oh, my gosh, no.
They had sex on every other episode. So
I fast-forwarded through most of their relationship, so.
Oh, my God. And they were on again this past week. It's like, oh, God.
They were on. I mean, that's like the worst use of hot shirtless scenes ever. I mean, and the poor guy. I mean, don't waste shirtless Brady scenes on that. I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so far, Days has gotten a couple of pretty big things.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, God, Barbara Walters. She looks nice, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think I can tune her out for a few minutes. The overall, I'm unimpressed with the clothing. Everybody's wearing black. Everybody's wearing long sleeves like it's January or something in Beverly Hills. It doesn't make any sense. So, let's see if I get my computer working again. I'm going to retweet. So everybody can see the episode. If you want to follow the Gay of Days on Twitter, it's at Gays of Days. Very easy to follow. The thing
what
size.
Is it, Day? Oh.
Yeah, they gave me the episode. Thank you. Okay. She's still talking. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is she presenting? I'm not even paying any attention to her.
Is it maybe some legend, some attribute to some producer?
Okay.
Oh, to her producer.
Bill Getty?
The Views producer, Bill Getty, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, otherwise known as that guy who just sits there in the front row of the View. Is that him? Okay. So, all right. So, we had Bradison, and he's going to take the drug test. So, but you know what was creepy about the whole Dick Cole scene? Was it seemed like Daniel just, like, had a bright idea pop into his head that he thought, hey, you know what? I can offer up sexual favors for switching for paternity tests. You know what I mean? You sort of tell that, you know, he doesn't have to worry about getting Nicole pregnant. So, you know, he's going to stick it to her on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel's idea of safe sex is making sure his patient puts on her non-skid socks first so it's harder for her to get away.
Yeah, all Nicole had to do was say, okay, you switch the test for me, you can put my lymph nodes.
Yeah, it's gross. The whole thing was gross. I was just like, seriously.
Well, ladies, I think I'm going to have to get going to get ready. I'm going to see Rock of Ages with my daughter.
All righty.
Right?
Yeah,
enjoy.
Yeah, let's not
carry on.
Carry on.
Carry on. Yes. Okay. Okay. See you guys. See everybody. Bye.
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 If anybody's trying to call in, just letting you know, I'm not even in the studio looking to see who called. It's hard to tweet and watch the show and talk at the same time. So cut me a little slack. I guess it'd be a little bit too hard for us to take callers tonight anyway.
Is Nicole joining us? I haven't heard from Nicole. Okay. I guess she could text you or tweet you or something if she's waiting.
Yeah, I don't see her tweeting. I think she was around. She'd be tweeting. Yeah.
Okay.
We can handle it. We don't need anybody else.
Oh, geez. Oh, but we'd love to have everybody.
Yeah, of course.
It's nice that they're doing this tribute. That's nice. I don't really care about it, but it's nice that they're doing it for them.
Yeah.
I'm happy for Chandler. That's awesome. He's got a great career ahead of him, and I just hope he doesn't leave Days or something. At least, hopefully they were smart enough to do the usual newbie 4-year contract so they can keep him nailed to the show as long as that, at least.
If they haven't, it's going to cost them. Either he's going to leave or he's going to say, show me the money. And either way, good for him.
Well, what's really amazing about him is, like, with some characters, some of the younger characters over time, especially at first, they just inundated us with scenes with them. I mean, like, they're on constantly. And, Chandler is one of those actors that I'm perfectly happy if Will's on every day. Kind of like EJ, I'm fine if both of them are on every day, or whatever. I mean, or Kate, or I'd be thrilled if Kate were on every day. He's one of those characters that's not at all annoying or anything, and the way they write him and the way he acts, he's always interesting. He's always got something going on behind his eyes. He's always got something he's just that perfect combination of just intriguing but not over the top or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, his dynamic with every single character is fascinating. So, I mean, they truly have, he may not be their marquee, leading man, the hottest guy on the show, although he's adorable. He's not, an EJ leading man, but he is so, appealing in so many ways. And I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed the physical touching that EJ and Will did this last week. I'm betting that quite a few people enjoyed that when Will put his hand on EJ's shoulder, and then I think there was another scene where something happened. I thought, I bet that was for some people. It was cute. So, and you can tell that James Scott and Chandler Massey enjoy working together. So those are fun. Those are fun scenes.
Yeah.
Speaking of James Scott, we should, if you didn't already, we need to mention that James Scott is actually on Twitter now. Most people probably know about it already, but he's at I am James Scott. And he's cracked the egg. He now has a really hot picture on his Abby for Twitter. And so tweet him till your heart's desire. Try to be respectful. I would be nice if I were you. Meaning anybody. Not you, specifically you, Carrie, but, try to be respectful. I'm talking to you at Bob Hapka.
Bob Hapka
and at Amy Hapka. Be nice to EJ.
Seriously, I mean, I'm one person you don't have to worry about me tweeting James Scott. I would never do that in a million years.
No. I meant some of the people who don't like EJ. I meant those people.
Mm-hmm.
But he. I bet you he mostly uses it for maybe tweets a picture or two or. Tweets about his causes and stuff like that. I think he wants to get the word out about some projects that he's working on and things like that. So I'm sure that's probably what the majority of what we'll see. But who knows? Maybe he'll catch on. Maybe he'll get into it. Who knows? But he wrote that he was terrified the other day, so I can imagine. Anyway, so that was a fun bit of news for Twitter this week. Warren Kozlov finally twisted his arm enough to worry. I'm really wondering if maybe he and maybe Lauren and Allie had a gun to his head, a fake gun from the prop department to his head. They should have tweeted a picture like that of one of them holding the gun, the fake gun to his head, and the other one holding a phone to his hand, you know, to get him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see, Dr. Drew's on now. Let's see what he's going to do.
Dr. Drew, hi,
well,
Dr. Drew.
More boring stuff. Okay. At least we're not seeing a advertisement for Vegas, because that was just absolutely disgusting the last few years. So thank goodness we're not seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. So do we even want to talk about, I brought up the Gabby stuff earlier. No offense, because Camilla is a really sweet girl. Camilla Bannis is a really sweet girl. I've met her. She's
mm-hmm.
really nice. But the
mm-hmm.
whole Gabby kidnapping story, I'm thinking it seems like they're writing her character into a corner, because she's basically an accomplice to kidnapping now. I mean, it's gotten pretty serious all of a sudden. It's not just a matter of her faking a stalker.
Well, Chandler Massey was trending on Twitter. Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's doing screenshots. Surely somebody is. Julie from from Newfoundland, maybe she is, or somebody hopefully is. Outstanding morning program. Let's see if Ann Curry wins this one. Sorry.
Oh, and everybody is tweeting about Chandler. Freddie Smith wrote Chandler 1. Lauren Kozlov tweeted a picture of Christian Alfonso in her pretty yellow dress.
Oh, cool.
Let's see. Kate Mancy took a picture of Chandler on the stage getting his award. That was really nice. So it looks like Kate Mancy is our girl for tweeting today. So, I missed it, but Barbara Walters said that The View is the most influential show in daytime. So that's funny.
Barbara Walters said that?
Barbara Walters said The View is the most influential daytime show on daytime.
They're also
yeah,
the most humble, too. Oh, so who won? Let's see. I didn't catch who won the morning show.
I don't know, but this girl needs some Spanx. That's unfortunate. Oh, I see Michael 17. The woman who, oh my goodness, yeah, she needs some Spanx. You have the Spanx stuff that smooths out your lumps.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, you don't want your lumps shown on TV.
I reround it so I could see.
The Today Show won for Best Morning Program.
Oh.
Yeah.
With Ann Curry, that they've just now fired. Oops. Oh, that was not a good choice for Wardrobe, darling. No.
Again, she looks like she's just going to a wedding reception. Yeah, she's pretty. She's pretty.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Yeah.
This wasn't the best choice there. Well, thanks for the heads up for what Lauren tweeted. I didn't know that she had tweeted the Christian picture.
Oh, Sarah Bible tweeted that Alsa Day's head writers did not attend the daytime Emmys. That's interesting.
I'm sorry. Because I'm going back and forth. What did you say?
Sarah Bible wrote that the ALSA head writers did not attend the Emmys. And who the heck were these dudes who accepted?
Huh.
Hmm. Mystery. Oh, they said Don Diamant was trending, too. I didn't see that either. Well, I'm just drinking a little wine. So, what are you wearing tonight, Anna?
I don't choose to comment on that at this time. Or do I choose to tweet a picture of it?
Yep, so you heard it here first. Anna's completely nude.
That would have been a possibility 5 minutes before the show. what is there if there's not nude tweeting involved during the Emmys? I mean, come on. I'm kidding.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah, I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing very non-Emmy comfortable clothes. So let's see. I missed a little bit of the show this week, but
Talk about Kate and Carrie.
Oh, those were awesome scenes. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
my, on Friday. Oh, the best. See, they need to have Kate on every day. People would watch. Every time she's on and does something like that, people go nuts on Twitter. I mean, if Dave would just realize they need to put Lauren on every day with playing Kate. Those are great scenes. It started at the beginning where Kate's waiting for, I don't want to say Patrick, what's her name? Austin and Carrie to meet her for breakfast. And they show up, and then they're about to kind of blow her off, like, oh, well, we have errands and stuff. And she's like, but Kate, meanwhile, Carrie, I guess, went to the restroom, and as she's coming back, Rafe walks in, and Kate catches the look they give each other. So she catches on that they still have feelings for each other. She's on to that. So she changes the plans a little bit, and before they go, she's like, oh, but I need to take Carrie out to go shopping. And so she takes Carrie on this shopping spree to get stuff for the baby and stuff for her. And then they're at Horton Town Square, and sitting there having lunch or something, and or sitting down looking at their packages and everything. And oh, we're back. Let's see. Oh, Molly Burnett's on there.
Oh.
Okay, hang on. I want to hear this part.
There's Shelley and Molly. Lead actress.
Okay, I want to listen to this.
Oh, Shelley looks stunning. I mean, she looks hot. She's got a beautiful purple strapless gown. And Molly's kind of wearing a gray, green, black dress. Crystal Khalil's wearing black, and Jacqueline McKenna's Wood is wearing a whole, looks like it's practically a tie-dry-looking dress. But, I mean, Shelley looks amazing.
Yeah, Shelley looks gorgeous. Molly looks cute. She looks pretty.
Yeah. I have to give Shelley best dress right now, flat out.
Yeah, yeah, that is beautiful.
Oh,
gosh. This is one category I don't want Days of Our Lives to win.
No.
I hope Crystal doesn't win because I just do not. I'd almost rather Erica Slezak win again, and she's won, like, this would be her seventh as well.
Right. Well, she got nominated for slapping.
Or Laura Wright. I could go with Laura Wright. I like her. I like her.
Yeah.
Let's listen here. Oh. All right. Well, I know Molly Burnett. I'm sure she wanted Crystal Chappelle. She's BFFs with her, so.
Yeah, Heather Tom won. That's awesome. Oh, and Heather's pregnant, by the way, so congratulations
to her.
Oh, I
didn't know that. I didn't know Heather Tom was pregnant.
She is rocking the bump. Yeah.
Oh, she sure is. I couldn't see that. Mm-hmm. I did not know that. I saw her on an interview earlier this week on HLN, but I didn't,
didn't notice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have to go with Shelley for best dress. That and I'm a freak for purple.
Oh, there you go. The one from Bold and Beautiful, I didn't like her outfit. It looks like it's neon. It almost looks like it's a skeleton that's radiating from afar. I don't like it at all, but at least from what I can see of it, I don't know. It's not. It's kind of blinding me. Congratulations to Heather Tom. She's a sweet girl, I think. But Well, I haven't seen Ally Sweeney at all. Maybe Ally's not there.
Yeah.
Have you seen James Scott?
That's
a lot
weird.
Of these people. I'm gonna go look at Twitter for a minute and see what's going on there.
Okay. So, well, that's good. So, well, at least Crystal got her airtime by staying behind Christian Alfonso during Christian's interview. So, it wasn't a total loss for Crystal tonight. That's why she wasn't.
At least she got her tube top slash beach attire featured prominently behind Christian Alfonso during her entrance.
Yeah, I think Crystal.
I think Crystal Chappelle won. But when they saw the outfit she showed up in, they're like, "Oh no, we cannot have that on national TV." That probably breaks all kind of rules at HLN. So they had to like hurry and do the fast flip in the back and change out the winners. That's just my opinion.
Well, the night's young. Crystal might have a wardrobe malfunction and to draw more attention to herself.
Oh, I'm sure that'll happen at the after party.
Yeah, probably with a making out with a girl, but yeah.
Crystal. No.
No, she never tweets pictures of herself kissing girls or anything. But never happens, you know. Judy Evans.
Which is perfectly fine if you're not married. If you're not married to a man, I mean, it's perfectly fine. Nothing against kissing girls, but it's just if you're married to a man, maybe it's not the best thing to do.
And they're married. Yeah, and they're married to a man too. Yeah, that's sort of. Sort of cheating. But yeah, Anderson's up for an award. Yay!
Ooh.
Dr. Oz.
See how that goes.
Dr. Oz, I've watched the show a few times, and every episode just seems like tabloid headlines. This pill will reduce your belly fat and do this exercise 10 minutes a day, and you'll grow 5 inches taller. What? Oh, she can't get the envelope open.
Dr. Oswin.
Hmm. Huh, oh, of course. Okay. I was just ripping on him, and of course he wins.
Way to go.
I know how to pick
him. Honestly, I've watched the doctors occasionally, and they replay it here at night, too. And sometimes it's entertaining. I don't know. They have a lot of information on there. But, I mean, what's not to love about having a host that's like a former bachelor on the Bachelor? You know, I mean... Yeah, Travis Stork was one of the Bachelors 1 year, so what the heck. He's one of the few that actually parlayed it into an actual real career outside of, you know, in media. He already had a real career as an ER doctor. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never watched The Bachelor because basically none of them get married. And like, like Allison Sweeney says, they have more marriages on The Biggest Loser
than they do
The Bachelor.
Yeah. Some of the seasons I skipped almost completely, but sometimes I get hooked in. Like I've been watching The Bachelorette. Not that that has anything to do with Days of Our Lives, but But I'm just kind of like, there's so many. Like I don't know why I get roped into that show because it's such a mess. But anyway, maybe that's why. I don't know.
Did you watch Joe Millionaire when it was on Fox? That was the only dating show I saw, and it was flipping hilarious. The guy was just a forklift operator.
Yes, I remember. He was a scum, too. I remember that. His little tall, dark hair.
Yeah, he was cute, but yeah.
Yeah, he was cute, but he turned out to be kind of a sleaze, but whatever.
Yeah.
So Kate's story. So she's, you know, they're talking, Carrie's like, oh, it's so nice that you took me out, and, blah, 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 blah. And they're having this really nice conversation. She's like, oh, well, I have one more gift for you, and it's like in this Tiffany box. It's really cute, you know, and Carrie's like, oh, you shouldn't have, you know, that whole, you shouldn't have, oh, you're just spoiling me, blah, blah, blah. And she opens it, and it's this, like, dagger. And I can't remember Kate's line, but it was great. I mean, she had a couple of great lines from yesterday's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we were tweeting them, but now I'm drawing a blank as to what they were. But basically called Carrie out as a serial cheater and that her sons have suffered at her hand, both of them. I mean, because she did Lucas in, too, to run off with Austin. She dumped Lucas.
Yeah.
So she brought up Mike Horton and stuff like that. So. Okay, hang on. Let's see who wins this.
was like some kind of talk show one.
Yeah. Okay,
not
the
view.
Please.
Oh, good.
Darn.
You lost. Oh, Barbara
anyway.
Walters is going to be so pissed.
Regis isn't
poor
there.
Aw. This would have been the last year he got nominated. Same.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly Ripa's not there either. Kelly's usually there,
that
isn't she?
Sucks. Well, I thought she was going to be there, but I don't know.
Well, why would Kelly be there to support all my children? That doesn't make any sense. Well, Maybe everybody's too cool for school this year, I guess. I have no idea. Yes, so Kate's sticking into
so Kate gave me some game for a dagger and, like, to remind her that she's always watching her back or something like that. It was good. It was really good. I mean, I can't remember the lines off the top of my head, but they were hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So we were tweeting about them yesterday. And of course, Kate rocks. I mean, and it was so funny because, honestly, I knew Carrie was in trouble at the pub because
mm-hmm.
when she caught Rafe and Carrie looking the way they
mm-hmm.
were, when they went to leave the pub, Kate was walking behind Carrie, and the look she shot Carrie reminded me of the look that she gave Chloe back when she was pulling the fly into the web. You know, it was just like the Black Widow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Back a couple years ago. Oh, my gosh, it was that if looks could kill type of thing. It was almost like Kate was literally shooting daggers into Carrie's back, so it was perfect later on that she
mm-hmm.
actually gave her a dagger. So anyway, yeah, it was pretty funny. Now I'm thinking to myself, how is she going to go home and explain this to Austin? Look what your mom gave me. That'd be a pretty interesting
one.
Where you disappeared to when you said you were doing some work. She's really going to get the dagger.
Where's the dagger store? The dagger store must be next to the gun store in Salem.
It looked like a Tiffany's. I mean, of course, every Tiffany's has in a Tiffany's box. So every
yeah.
Tiffany's has a silver dagger.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, you got to give the writers props. That was like a really creative thing to do. I loved it. And only somebody like Kate could carry that off. I mean, it was just perfect. And Kate looked gorgeous. She had the hoop earrings, and I kept looking at her necklace. I could not take my eyes off her necklace. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this green I'm not good with knowing colors real well, but it was a greenish, like a lime green maybe, dress, and it was really pretty. I don't know. Anyway, she looked stunning as usual. And Carrie looked cute, too. But honestly, Lauren and Christy Clark, they both did a great job in those scenes. It was really
mm-hmm.
perfect. It really was. And Patrick Muldoon did great in the scenes that he was in before he left them together to go shopping. He was cute, too.
Freddie Smith tweeted a picture of himself with Maurice Bernard from Drill Hospital. He wrote Sunny and Sunny at the Emmys. So it's at Freddie Smith, Freddie M. Smith.
Cute. Oh.
You have to see it. It's a super cute picture. Yeah, I was thinking, I think Kate should wear that dagger as a charm on her necklace. Kate, it might come in handy. She might have to whip it out and stab somebody. But so that kind of cracked me up. But it was, seriously, everybody on Twitter that day was tweeting about Lauren. And
oh, yeah.
I tweeted, and I flat out meant it too. I will pay to watch Kate tell somebody off because it was just gold. I mean, it was awesome. And the thing is too, oh my gosh, Peter Rucker wrote on a Benadryl high, got bitten by a bee again on my face. So won't be making an appearance at the Emmys. Hope you have fun. Good luck and all.
Who did that?
So, Peter Reckle got stung by a bee again on his face. Holy cow.
Oh, wow.
And he didn't tweet a picture, so that's unfortunate.
Yeah, he's just
a picture. Yeah, I didn't even think that, you know. The Carrot Cast doesn't go to the Emmys, but I didn't even think about, you think Peter would have showed up, you know, because I'm sure all the journalists would have been asking him, hey, you're leaving the show. You know, but, oh my goodness, that's going to be painful. Yeah, so yeah, everybody was tweeting about Lauren and how great she was. And the thing is, too, is Carrie was acting,
Oh, Brian DePillo just tweeted, at the Emmys, Chandler just won. I'm a proud dad. Go Dave's writing staff, more Lucas.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's great. I love it.
That's too funny. And Sean Christian at Sean C for Real, the number four real, he just tweeted a picture. So I didn't pull it up yet. I'm retweeting. If anybody follow me, I'm at Diva Abdul, D-O-O-L. And I'm retweeting all this stuff in case you don't follow all the actors. That's great that everybody's tweeting so much. So let me see if I can pull up the picture from Sean. Oh, he tweeted a picture of Lisa, Lauren, and Molly. It's a real cute picture. And Lauren looks svelte. She looks fantastic.
She always looks fantastic.
Yeah. But it says
you're retweeting all these that you're seeing so we can find them at Diva Abdul. Is that right?
Yeah, at DivaOfDool. I am retweeting everything I see that picture-wise. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sean Christian, that's
it's
one of the better
It's hard to keep up
pitch.
With everything, so I'm glad there's one place to
go. Oh, there
now
we
must be doing some sort of animal thing because, which I love animals, but I'm not sure what category, but there's a porcupine on the stage, and Debbie Gibson, which of course, and Debbie Gibson is carrying some sort of animal, but I've got it on mute, so I'm not really sure who it is, or what it is, but it's kind of scaring her at the moment. It's kind of, if nothing else, there's entertainment value in that. Now, if we can just get it to pee on her. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
That's just weird. I mean, we don't really need animals. And you know what? If the animal defecates, then that's what everybody's going to see in the clips. You know what I mean? That's... Yeah, no one's going to care about who won. It's like, Debbie Gibson got peed on. Everybody's going to talk about. So. Are they actually going to present something, or what's the deal?
I don't know.
Well, that's a pretty porcupine.
Oh, that's a great picture of Lauren and Molly and Lisa.
Yeah,
cool.
It's really cute. Oh, Children's Animated Program. I'm curious because the two kids I've watched pretty much all these shows. Kung Fu Panda, no, I don't like that show. I've never heard of Peep in the Big Wide World. Penguins and Madagascar, I don't like that one either. The only show sucks. I don't care who wins, they all suck. Oh, SpongeBob. Okay, all right. Now we got in SpongeBob. I mean, SpongeBob's the only show that actually has characters dressed up in S&M occasionally. Come on, SpongeBob. Oh, Penguins and Madagascar won. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
SpongeBob got robbed. Whatever. So. Okay. Hot Mess Mandy wrote, if Jack Hanna sets a bunch of birds on Barbara Walters, I love him forever. Oh, that's too funny. No. That's what we would like to see. German Monovich is bashing the talk show host for not showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Chappelle congratulated Heather Tom on Twitter. So it's good that, I mean, she's not as bad as it has in the last 2 years. So, yeah, that's a good thing. And it's just, you know, hopefully the ratings are good for HLN. And, you know, it seems like a good show so far. You know, we're both multitasking. Oh, well, Galen Gehring congratulated the writing team and Chandler Massey. I know Galen's there. I thought I saw Galen there. He posted a picture. I'm waiting for it to pull up.
that's at Galen Gehring, G-A-L-E-N-G-E-R-I-N-G. Yeah, it looks like he tweeted a picture of Corday. See, now, Galen's smart. Tweet a picture of the boss.
Wait, this might be a first. You just said Galen is smart?
Oh, I don't bash Galen. You know what?
I mean Ray. I guess Rhea. I'm so used to confusing Ray with Galen. So Galen tweeted a picture of Ken Corday?
He took the picture of the writing Emmy, and Corday's in the background.
Okay.
So it was genius. Dylan might be the genius of the night. That's
brilliant. Your phone is cutting out again.
I'm sorry.
It was doing fine for a long time.
Yeah, an hour and 20 minutes.
There's still a porcupine loose on the phone. All I can say is this is a million times better than last year and the year before with the Vegas BS. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not actually paying attention to this stuff but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no Penn and Teller, there's no Blue Man Group, there's no
Lion
King.
It was just so over the top. I mean, not like Vegas isn't over the top itself, but, you know, maybe that was the whole point. It was like sort of the, thinking of outside drama outside of the soaps, did you see all the drama that happened in L.A. last night? Well, I was tweeting. I was up late because I was trying to watch HLN's interviews with, I thought it was going to be Matt Ashford and a few others. It ended up being Deidre Hall, and I never did see Matt. But they had a few different ones. They had Eric Braden, Deidre Hall, a handful of others that they interviewed. And because they've been doing that all week off and on. And on Showbiz Tonight, so I was waiting for like the 1 o'clock airing of it because I missed it before. And Neville and Dan Kroll and those guys are at the Beverly Hilton. And all of a sudden I see this tweet from like this CBS affiliate saying they have like a legit like major power outage in LA. Then I see Neville tweet that there was a shooting at the Beverly Hilton where they're staying. And they were kind of giving us little like updates. They're like, well, okay, the ambulance is here now, but they left and they didn't put anybody in it. And what happened was it was a murder-suicide. An elderly couple, one shot the other and then killed themselves. So sad, you know. And that happened, so I guess the coroner's office took their bodies out this morning. And so it's so sad. I mean, right in the middle of all this, and you wonder what in the world happened. I wonder what the story was behind all that. But anyway, it's unfortunate for those people and their families that happened at all. But then, so you've got the backdrop of everybody convening for the soap operas, you know, the daytime Emmys. They're all staying at the Beverly Hilton. There's a major power outage in L.A. Then there's a shooting in which two people are, you know, dead in the building where all these people are staying. And on top of that, then I think Dan looked out his window and there was a car accident right outside his window, like at the Hilton.
Holy cow.
So it's like these three things, and I tweeted something like, you know, now I'm just waiting for someone to give birth in the downed elevator cab, you know, at the Hilton. You know, we've got to have like a live birth that, you know, occurs like in a stressful situation, you know, where all lives are endangered, you know. But it was like crazy. And like, and Neville tweeted something like, Buzzworthy Radio tweeted something like, you know, I love the soaps, but I don't really want to be in one. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking they're lucky that those bullets didn't penetrate the wall and go or hit somebody else, you know? I mean, it was bad enough that those two people were killed. But, you know, they're just darn lucky that somebody else wasn't, like, walking down the hall and it went through the door or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been, like, super freaky. But how sobering is that? But it's at the very it kind of reminded me of Whitney Houston dying
right
in the same building that the Emmy party was going to be at. I mean, the Grammy party was going to be at.
Yeah, I think that was the same hotel.
There's like a weird jinx about that. Whoa, you're right. I forgot about that. Was it the same place? Holy cow.
Ghost Adventures is going to be probably investigating Beverly Hills Hilton soon. We have Bethany introducing AOL Best video on basically YouTube, and it's just stupid crap.
something about fast food, cats, college humor. See, we should have a Real Housewives Emmy, like best, you know, best drama queen, best liar, best backstabber. For Bethany. Poor Bethany has a blank screen to look at. Oh, Nate finally gave her the winner.
Did the teleprompter not work?
Right, they didn't give her an envelope. She was supposed to read the winner off the teleprompter and it went blank.
Oh.
And it was a Kids React YouTube video or whatever that won.
Oh,
that's
no.
Lame. That category has to go.
Yeah. I'm sure all the pros in the room were like, what the heck? Why on earth would something like that win at the daytime Emmys?
Okay. Yeah. And they had that alligator eating the, attempting to eat the Emmy, and Nancy LeGrand tweeted, let him eat it. Because Jack Han took off them. That's just so stupid. And who actually is on AOL anyway? Oh, Lauren tweeted a new pick. Hold on. At Lauren Coswell, LauRenKoslow. And it is... Man, my computer is so flipping slow. I still can't pull it up. Did you pull up Lauren's picture yet?
Don Aniston. Oh, Don Aniston.
Oh, that's cool. I'm still waiting. Yeah, I didn't even know he was there. I mean, I knew Suzanne Rogers was there. Oh, cool. Okay. I'll retweet it and eventually I'll see it. Well, that's neat. If you're not on Twitter, I mean, I can understand, but seriously... It's cool stuff like this that you're missing out on. Or, you know what, just join Twitter, just follow me, and you don't have to follow anybody else. So, you know, I'll tweet you all the good stuff. I got it retweeted, but I still haven't seen the photo yet. All right, I'm going to try this again. Maybe I'll try it later. So, anything else happen this week? So Chad thinks Melanie's in Europe because Andrew was emailing Chad and said that she left to go with her mom in Europe. And Andrew told Melanie that. And seriously, this is like the second time this year Melanie's been kidnapped, so I'm kind of over that too.
Well, I'm thinking the last thing you want to do is tell your kidnapper that not only, would one family pay a huge ransom for you, but another family would too. I don't know that I'd want to, you know, I know she was implying that they would hunt him down and kill him, but I'm thinking that just tipped him off to the fact that he could make a major fortune off this whole exchange.
But still, though, everybody thinks she just disappeared. If you ask for a ransom, at least everybody knows, hey, she got kidnapped.
Yeah, that's true. This whole thing is weird. I don't get it. I know Blake Barris is coming back, but he's not coming back till the end of August. So if she's going to be kidnapped for 6 or 8 weeks, that's going to really suck.
Yeah, and Molly Burnett finished filming last week, and Blake said he's still filming. So,
maybe Chad will accidentally, you know how those accidental sexual encounters happen in Salem? Maybe he'll accidentally be comforted by Gabby while she's kidnapped. Well, and then he'll send Melanie spinning when she finally finds out later, you know, and then she'll, you know, I don't know, who knows, you know. I mean, I'm going to miss Molly. I mean, I will say this. I grew to love Molly Burnett, and I grew to love Melanie, There were periods of times when I couldn't stand Melanie. That was when she first came on. And then when so there were certain times when they overused the character and overwrote her, wrote her over the top, like when she was hating her mother, you know, when she first came to town. That was a little over the top, and it was a little overkill. And then when the whole during the end before Crystal Chappelle left, I fast forwarded through a lot of the stuff that were her scenes, plus any you know that included Molly and all that. But I have enjoyed like Molly with Daniel or Melanie and Daniel, their relationship, and of course Maggie and Melanie. Those are always sweet scenes, and I like those. But I have to say, I feel like for the last year, they really haven't written Melanie to be feisty like she used to be. She's really been, and I don't think it's Molly's fault. It's just Melanie used to be full of piss and get vinegar, and now now there's like no zap to her, no zing to her, no edge to her. And I feel like, it's very boring. And I feel like they've really done her a disservice by not writing for her. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Chandler has become the new, you know, it boy on the show instead of it girl, you know. But there for a while, everything, all the umbrellas, a lot of the umbrella stories revolved around Melanie somehow. And I mean, you know, that was fine, but I just feel like the last year or so, they've really kind of taken all the fun out of Melanie. So, because if you think about it, even their scenes with Melanie and Brady were adorable together. I mean, I would never really have wanted them to have sex. But they were so adorable together. And they hardly ever got any scenes. When Madison came to town, they hardly ever got any scenes again. I think only maybe one or two episodes that they were even in together. And there are just things like that that we're really missing. I don't know. And honestly, even though I know Chad and Mel, I know that Molly and Casey are super adorable in real life together. And they're really, you know, just a really sweet couple. I just find them on screen so boring together, just so, so incredibly boring. And I think part of it is because they took the zap out of, the zing out of Melanie, and then, you know, it's only been certain scenes where Chad's really been able to show his, you know, that Casey's been able to really show his writing chops. I mean, he was good the other day when he broke down, you know, about his sister and stuff and with the dad. I mean, he's had some good material lately, but it just seems like they've kind of been boring together. And I don't know. I mean, there's just, like, I do not want to see them naked in bed together. It just, that just does not work for me, you know? But, you know, but they're cute and they're sweet and all that, but I don't know. I just think they took the fire out of the characters and, you know. So that's my thought on that.
Oh, I totally agree. I don't know who this woman
is.
What
are they doing on the? I don't know what they're doing now.
She looks fantastic. Yeah, I love that dress on her. The female doctor.
Yeah.
My computer froze up, so I really can't see any tweets right now.
New approaches in daytime entertainment. Oh, and the Bay lost for their Emmy. So that came out this week. Did that happen?
Wait, who,
on
what? What's that?
The Bay lost the Emmy they were nominated for.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so I was done doing a creative Emmy.
I'm not getting this category.
It's innovative
new approaches.
Daytime stuff. And that's just stupid. Oh, my God. Seriously, for real.
Okay, well, that was really anticlimactic.
Yeah, so we still have Best Show left, right? Did we do Best Supporting Actress yet?
No, we still don't have that. We still don't have...
Younger actress? We didn't do younger actress yet either.
No, Molly Burnett hasn't been up yet.
Backwards. So we did lead actor, supporting actor.
Yeah.
That's
strange. Shelley Hannig is in that category too, isn't she?
Yeah,
she and Molly are both.
Yeah, so that's her last, that and the best show. Those are the last two categories, Days' End. But, yeah, who's doing, I mean, really, best actor first,
Best Supporting Actor, Best Writing, Best Younger Actor, Best Lead Actress, and we still have Younger and Supporting. I mean, that's just that's awkward, but that makes no sense at all whatsoever. I mean, like, with Oscars, they always do Best Supporting first.
Your phone is acting up again. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but with the Oscars, they always do Best Supporting first, just to get people to
watch.
Yeah,
this is odd. This is odd order.
Yeah, I mean, you know, after a while, people say, okay, well, I saw the categories I wanted, and they're going to turn out. But, I mean, Best Soap isn't the last category either. So, from what I heard, and my computer's totally screwed up. I have no idea what the hell's going on. Oh, brother. So, I can't see anything. Whoa, what was that? Oh, you know what? I think my battery's dead. Oh, my God. I have such problems tonight. I'm going to have to plug in and start talking. Okay. I'll put Panola in her leopard print dress. I have to give her...
Oh, I love Panola.
Yeah, best dress nominee number 2.
Oh, I got to hear her.
Okay, I'm here. I'm plugged in.
I'm putting you on mute so I can hear her.
Sorry. Okay, best supporting actress. And nominees are Melissa Claire Egan, All My Children. Jeannie Francis, Young and Restless, which is funny because no one likes her character. Natalie Grand, General Hospital. Elizabeth Hendrickson, Young and Restless. Rebecca Hurst, General Hospital. I have no idea who's going to win. Oh, Fanola got glasses on. Nancy Lee won. I don't know if she's there.
Yay! I like her.
That's hilarious. She's tweeting and she's not actually there. But that's hilarious because I think she's semi-boycotting.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, she's tweeting. She's doing live tweets.
Wonder why she's boycotting.
I think that's what was going on, but I think she was just not really happy with Emmys this year, but she's told. And they have Agnes Nixon clip on right now. And she's talking about Susan Lucci. And they're showing Ricky Paul.
Oh, did you hear that Susan Lucci was talking about how she's going to be on the new Mark Cherry project?
Yeah.
He tweeted about it.
Yeah.
What's
Devious
it called?
Maids?
What's it called again?
Something
Devious
like
Maids. Okay.
Devious Maids, yeah. I'm assuming Susan's not playing a maid. So. Kind of surprised it's only on Lifetime, though. Because ABC doesn't have Desperate Housewives. GCB got canceled, so they kind of have a void there.
Yeah, they're going to be really hurting.
Of course, right now I'm watching Real Housewives in New Jersey on Sunday nights. And that's enough drama for me. Oh, here comes Susan.
Okay.
In her red dress.
Okay, I'm putting you on mute again so I can listen to her. No offense, I just don't want you hearing the background noise.
That's okay. Susan's talking about being honored to be on All My Children daytime television. And she looks great, red dress. Her hair's a little too big for me. And she's thanking Agnes. You have to admit, Susan Lucci's had a great career, and she had a great gig. I mean, if you could play the same character for 40 years and basically be the lead, the entire time. That's a hell of a accomplishment. And now she's going through the history of all my children. Said a man went up to her and said, basically calling the fabric of our lives, it really is all my children. And now she's talking about Erica Kane. And she said she misses all my children and Erica.
I may be behind. Did you see the picture that Casey tweeted or somebody tweeted of him?
You know, yeah, I can't. I'm not on my computer because I have my phone plugged in and charging. Yeah, the cord is so short, I would literally be under my desk if I had to look at the computer at the same time. Sorry, I'm not going to be retweeting for a while. The whole thing was a tribute to Erica and Susan. Basically, she's thanking everybody. So that was nice. But, you know, maybe a montage would have been appropriate.
Okay, I just tweeted the Casey picture to you. I mean, it's going to your mentions, so you at least have it in there.
Thanks.
Mhm.
Yeah, I'll probably have to retweet after our show is done. The show is over at 10, so
yeah,
we'll be going off the air at the same time.
Oh, it should be coming up pretty soon then.
Yeah, I know.
15 minutes or so. It's flown by pretty fast, I have to admit.
Yeah.
It's nice because they didn't have any, like, big production numbers and stuff, which those usually are just filler to me. I mean, like last year, like, we were talking about the Vegas deal.
Mm-hmm.
The Vegas thing was so full of filler, you know. And there,
yeah.
And really, there wasn't enough of the daytime thing, whereas, you know, what's nice here is that they're
mm-hmm.
actually putting a lot of the daytime actors on. It seemed like last year, it seemed like there were hardly, like, we're like, wait a minute, we never even got to see anybody from daytime. It was like you almost forgot that the soaps were on, were part
mm-hmm.
of the daytime deal. And this year, it seems like the soaps are the focus, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and usually, even when they were doing the Vegas shows, what was trending on Twitter was the actors in the shows. As I remember, I clearly remember Ron Moss trending and some of the winners trending, but no one was trending Penn and Gillette and Blue Man Group and all the other crowd. No one was trending about that. So, and we have Cameron Matheson on there. He annoys me. And Erica Slezak, but he's not letting Erica speak. Erica looks fantastic. Erica and Susan look fantastic for their ages. Anna, your phone's crazy. There we go. That's nice. Erica's giving a shout out to the four remaining shows.
Nice.
Oh, and they thank the fans. Thanks, Cameron. Oh, it's nice. They just ended. They thanked all the fans. for watching AMC and One Life to Live.
Yeah, this is, well, everybody be sure to, anybody who's listening to this, be sure to thank at HLNTV on Twitter for this great production. That's the one way to get a message to HLN that we appreciate mm-hmm. them airing this show. And they've really done a great job of giving the soap some exposure this week and their various mm-hmm. Showbiz Tonight shows this week, and so it's been mm-hmm. really nice to see that. And, you know, and this is a worldwide audience here. I mean, like, mm-hmm. honestly, I hate to say it, but if it were CBS, probably nobody would be watching it like in the past. But even though CBS is seen in a lot of places, but, you know, HLN is seen around the world, and so that's pretty cool that they're getting mm-hmm. that off. And there's a lot of soap viewers worldwide. I mean, people forget about that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kay McClain is actually bashing Susan Lucci. Has Susan Lucci said
oh.
Erica Kane enough tonight? I think that's about 11 times. I think we need a new drinking game.
Oh, my gosh, that's rude.
Yeah. Ian Buchanan tweeted. Yeah, I see you retweeted that. And everybody's complaining about the lack of clips.
The lack of what, clips?
The lack of clips. The tricky suit.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, but I'm just applauding them for at least they're not doing a tribute to Vegas this time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sarah
and they
says,
did do.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, and they did do some clips at the beginning, like during the red carpet. They did incorporate some classic clips, too, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Farifath asked what died on Lucci's head. Michelle Stafford tweeted to Nancy Lee Grand, "When your name was called, I said out loud, fucking cunt, and you know why. Congrats, baby."
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh,
that's funny. Oh. Hopefully that was. Well, I know Michelle Stafford goes to Nancy's events every, you know, I know she's going this year and she went last year. So they're friends. So that was apparently a compliment.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I mean, if you follow, I don't follow Michelle Stafford, but I've seen some of the stuff she posts. She's a character. So
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, you know. And Nancy Lee tweeted, "My acceptance speech was all about Kate." She wrote, "I'm in my jammies with my family, who mean more to me than anything. So truly happy." So Nancy's apparently happy. She said, "I had arranged it for Tony Geary to come to work. I'm sad that didn't happen." Oh, okay. Do you really have to go there? Really, Finola was right there. She's on General Hospital. I mean, get over it. I'm sorry. I mean, you could have came. Ah, boy. Man, there's so many bitchy soap actors on Twitter. I mean, I haven't seen so much bitchiness on Twitter.
I was just saying, wow, Twitter's bringing out the bitchy tonight.
I mean, it's like, you won. Shut up. Stop being a bitch. I mean, sorry. Lisa Cicero wrote, tweeted to Nancy Lee Grand, "You fucking idiot, why aren't you here?" Oh, my God. This is too funny. I'm retweeting all this. It's too hilarious. And that's too funny. Well, I Kurt tweeted, "Congrats to Chandler Massey, well deserved." So that's nice. Everybody said all the days after seeing supporting the one. And Hot Miss Mandy tweeted Nancy Lee Grand, and they should have said during the Emmy broadcast that she was on Twitter. Nancy Lee was on Twitter. I guess Days was trending on Twitter. I didn't see that.
Okay, so what are we up to now?
Oh, it's Lisa. I don't like that dress on her. It makes her look too... It doesn't make her curvy. It makes her look too straight up and down. Oh, she's doing an outstanding talk show host. And Barbara probably already left the building because she wasn't nominated in that category. Oh, Mark Hacka just tweeted. You tweeted, I spy my non-daytime on-screen mama at Kim J. Zimmer on screen in a clip here at the Daytime Emmys, XOXO. Well, Susan Lutie, I guess, was trending. Heather Tom's trending. Oh, my God. Bob Hackett just said that Lisa Rinna looks like the Joker from the first Batman movie. we're doing the nominees. Anderson Cooper, Dr. Oz, Regis and Kelly.
I love it that Lisa Rinna did a Depends joke. I love it.
Rachel Ray and the Doctors.
I wrote it myself.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, Regis Philbin. Good for
Regis
him.
One. But he's not there. Melissa Reeves tweeted, John Anson's Tommy jokes to keep the evening going.
I'll bet John Anderson's a hoot to be near. I bet he's hilarious. I've heard his sarcasm and cracks are just great.
And Jamie Giddens wants to know if Lisa's wearing Depends right now. We still have three categories to go, and it's 9:52.
Oh, boy, Dieter Hall now.
Oh, the D. I thought Christian was supposed to present tonight. See, Dietrich's blue looks like a different blue. During the red carpet, it looked like it was bright blue, and now it looks like a midnight blue. Which, I like all shades of blue. And this is pretty, too, but I kind of liked it when the sun was on it. It looked like a pretty shade of blue. Well, she's presenting daytime drama. Oh, she's about ready to tear up. She's talking about the shades that were gone. She started to tear up. Oh, she's talking about the directing teams. Does anybody really care who wins Best Director? I don't know. Do we actually have a director on days? I really can't tell. Bold and Beautiful General Hospital. One Life to Live. And Young and Restless. And Stephen Nichols is in the Young and Restless Club. That's interesting. General Hospital one. So...
Good for them.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just going to track this and all that. We got six minutes, so let's get her done.
Oh.
I wonder what they're going to do if they go over. I wonder if they're going to keep filming. Because what's after this is just the replay of the entire thing. So I'm assuming they can keep going.
I mean,
if you're
they're
going to
replay the Emmys again? That's smart.
Yeah, the replay starts at 10 if anybody missed it the first. Yeah, so if, assuming missed it. Oh, people are making fun of Deidre Hall for shushing somebody in the crowd.
Well, that's Deidre.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she. I mean, anybody who follows her on Fanbase, on Facebook, not Fanbase, on Facebook and stuff, she tells them, I'll correct your grammar, whatever.
Mandy wrote, it was like one of them was walking around with her face on their face as their Abby. If you don't know, Deidre does not want people using her picture and their Abby on Twitter or Facebook. And actually, she told people on Facebook, don't put pictures of your kids or your pets either. She wants the picture of you or yourself only if you're going to be Facebooking Deidre.
Yeah, she likes to control things, whatever.
Yeah.
None of her damn business. It's none of her damn business what people use as their avatars. God.
Oh, yeah.
And what's really funny is one of her big fans, one of the people that was like a really big like person that posts a lot to her and stuff, is like she was using the Oh, I know, on Daytime Royalty, one of the girls that does the interviews, we see her, one of them. She has, her avatar has Deidre on it. Oh.
They just showed Matt Ashford.
Wait, you're talking again. Let me mute it. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, don't mute it. She might tell someone to shut up again. They just showed Matt real quick. And,
In memoriam. Oh, those always make me sad.
Oh, yeah. They make me cry, too. Jack LaLanne. Jeff Conaway.
You really are on a delay.
Yeah, I know. Leonard Stern, Sherwood Schwartz.
Oh, Mary Fickett. Oh, from.
I never heard of Mary Fickett.
Yeah, she was on, I think, All My Children. Oh, some of those look familiar that I know were from years ago. Nick Santino, that was sad because, like, his dog died unnecessarily. Like, they put him to sleep and he shouldn't have been. And I think he committed suicide. He was so distraught over it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, Jonathan Frid, Dick Clark.
Lee Rich. Oh, wow. I think he was a big Dallas. I think Lee Rich was one of the big Dallas producers years and years ago. Catherine Houston.
Oh, yeah, from Desperate Housewives. Oh. They spelled her name wrong, though. That was K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Richard Dawson. I didn't know Richard Dawson was dead. Holy cow. Boy, I'm out of it. I had no idea Richard Dawson was dead.
Yeah, that just happened a week or two ago, I think.
What happened with him? Do you know? Cause of death?
I can't remember now. It was cancer or something? I can't remember. He was like 79 or something, I think. So he's still, I mean, he was younger than I actually thought he would be by now, so.
He always looks middle age.
I can't remember off the top of my head. I can't remember why he passed. It's a shame. I used to enjoy him.
Uh-oh, we got 90 seconds. Holy shizzle. Okay, you guys can call in to the show. We can keep going until they're done with the awards. It's 914-338-1239. Call now. And because we're going to be off live, but you will be able to hear us on your phone. So that's 914-338-1239. And you got about 2 minutes, but we'll keep going until we're done with all the rewards. 914-338-1239. Don't worry, I will not put you on the air. So don't even worry about that. Yep. So
what did you think of the ISA coming in and taking over the investigation on Stefano's death? Weren't they the ones that botched the whole sting operation a few weeks ago?
Yeah, and they botched the safe house.
Yeah, like they almost let these six people blow up, and like now they're in charge of Stefano. I don't know.
914-338-1239. Yeah, and the thing is, too, is Rafe is still in charge. Oh, we didn't talk about what an asshole Rafe was this week. I mean, not only was he making googly eyes at Carrie in front of her mother-in-law, he accidentally on purpose dropped pictures of dead Stefano with the gunshot wound through the heart in front of EJ on the day he died, which was bullshit and really disgusting. Mm-hmm. And he goes,
I can't hear you.
Yeah, my phone was dying again. I had to replug it back in. Yeah, and then Roman and Spencer are, like, high-fiving him, like, yeah, you really rattled EJ. Well, no shit. I mean, anybody could have rattled EJ that day. His sister just died.
I mean,
it's disgusting. And the thing is, too, the way they write this stuff, they expect the fans to be high-fiving Rafe, too. And when I was tweeting about it, how disgusted I was, I mean, mostly it was EJ and Jimmy fans agreeing with me. But, I mean, I don't care how much you dislike somebody. You don't do that. And when Stefano died, I mean, Bo was actually smiling at EJ. And the body was literally between EJ and Bo was smiling at him. I mean, it was, and even Rafe was gloating about EJ. About Stefano being dead. I mean, you know, go ahead and gloat. Go ahead and spike the football, but do it in your own house. You don't go to the son's house and spike the football with the dead guy in the room.
Yeah,
that's not cool. You know,
the whole thing was stupid.
You know, I mean, seriously. I mean, if you're a hero and you're a good moral person, even if you're faking it, faking sympathy, fake it. You know what I mean? Just, you know, if somebody I hated died tomorrow and I was around the relative, I wouldn't be like, woohoo, yes, he's finally gone. You know, I wouldn't do that. You know, you just, my sons are coming home. That's just perfect timing. Okay, they're still going on with stuff now about cinematography. Yeah, because we have so much cinematography on soaps and game shows and talk shows.
Yeah.
Christian? That was Christian's next.
Oh, boy.
I think she was doing younger actors. Wow, she looks so pretty. See, her yellow dress looks pale yellow now. The one must be really odd.
And finally, the younger actress. So she's beautiful. She is just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You know, does anybody know what Shelley Henning got nominated for?
This is the same category. Molly and Shelley are in the same category.
Oh, yeah, I meant the scene.
Oh, maybe it's the one they're showing there. I don't know.
It's Nathan Dubliner. But that was a good scene. She would do a great job.
Yes, yes, she did. I remember that. I felt it. I remember thinking, wow, she really. Okay, let's see. Come on, today from Dave. Oh, dang it. Crystal seems like she shouldn't be in the younger category still. She's been on forever.
Okay.
Crystal Khalil or whatever.
Yeah. She's not over 30 yet.
Let's say, how young do you have to be to get that award? I mean, they're stretching it a little bit here. Come on. Seriously.
I thought it was up to 30.
No, I thought it was 25. I didn't realize it was 30.
Oh, I thought it was up to 30.
I mean, I'm sure she's a good actress and all, but that's a kind of a shame that one of our girls didn't win, darn it.
Yeah. And Shelley did a great job, from what I remember.
Yeah. And Molly's got going places. She's going to be great out in there. Out in L.A. I mean, she's already in L.A., but, I mean, she's going to do good things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can't win them all, I guess, darn it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Sounds like her mom's
going to get her. So, I guess we can't win them all.
Yeah.
So what we still got, I mean, the big one was Chandler. I was so excited. I mean, and Matt, of course. I wish Matt had won. Darn it.
Well, that's funny. They have a clip of Maria Bell on there. So there'll be snarky comments on Twitter pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my son's bought fireworks, so you'll be hearing some banging pretty soon. Okay, well, no more commercials and let's get her done. No, you're not changing the channel. Susan Lucci again? Oh, come on, man. Okay, final word of the night, guys.
Okay, outstanding drama. Okay. Now we're talking.
Yeah, come on, Susan, let's go. And the nominees are All My Children. Days.
G.H.
Sarah Hospital.
G.H. Shannon the Restless.
Union.
General Hospital.
Get out. Oh, my sons are mad. General Hospital won. Well, since my boys are home, I think we should wrap up the show. Yeah, my sons are really upset. Will won, though. He won an award. Will. Sammy's son, Will, he won.
I can hear your kids. That's so cute.
Yeah, well, aww. Maybe next year little Johnny will get nominated.
Hold on, Will.
Okay. All right, well, let's call tonight.
All right, well, that was fun. That was a good night for Dave. We got a few awards. That was nice. We weren't completely, locked out.
Yeah, we won two. I mean,
it was a much better production than the Vegas BS the last few years, so let's thank them for that.
Yes.
Well, I mean, everybody tweet to @HLNTV and thank them. Even if everybody can find criticism. You can find a million things you'd like to do differently. Let's just thank them for giving the daytime dramas a worldwide audience for this event and all the publicity they've given the actors and the shows this week during Showbiz Tonight and other things. Let's just give them a good shout-out on Twitter for that, HLNTV, @HLNTV. All right. Well, good night, guys. Good night, Carrie.
It looks like Brian Dottillo didn't sneak up on stage this year. Do you remember when he did that?
What's that?
Remember Brian Dottillo sneaked up on stage once?
Oh, that was hysterical. Several years ago? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, he's not on stage, though. That I'm aware of. Okay, good night, everybody.
He learned his lesson. All right, good night.
Bye-bye.